The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with such beautiful stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "You see this? The days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another. It will all pass away." And then they asked him, "But teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to take place?" He answered, "See that you be not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he.' The time has come. Don't follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen. But it will not yet be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines and plagues from place to place. There will be awesome sights and mighty signs coming from the sky. And when this happens, they will seize you, they will persecute you, they will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to giving your testimony. Now remember, you are not to prepare your testimony beforehand, for I myself shall give you what you are to speak. And all your adversaries will be powerless to resist it or refute it. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all, but not a hair of your head can be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will save your souls." This is good news from the Lord. For the next 8 days, including next Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, we will be reading this kind of literature, which probably you don't know what to make of. We call it apocalyptic literature. It's really their form of a horror movie, right? It's their form of science fiction. It's their form of placing this passing world in context and saying, quite simply, it's all passing away. And if you don't have that counterpoint to this world, you see what you do is you do one of two things. You take this world far too seriously, and you try to hold on to everything, and you think it's going to last, and it isn't. As the Buddha said, gone, 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 forever gone. Everything passes away. This building, the church, your life, your car, your house, even your marriage, even your children, it's all a matter of time. Now you can take that as a morbid lesson, or you can take that as just giving you absolute truth ahead of time so you're not surprised, disappointed, and angry as most people in America are today. Because you know you only have it for a time. Now the other thing you do, and this is sort of set up from the first reading from the prophet Malachi, you expect total and perfect justice in this world. And you're never going to get it. Never. Even the Supreme Court can't give it to you. No president can give it to you. But of course, we've got a very angry country today because they think they have a right to it. They don't know the scriptures. That, you know, even you can put all the pedophiles you want in prison. You can electrocute all the murderers. That hasn't achieved you justice. All you did is get rid of your problem. That's what we call retributive justice, retribution. And that's the best the system can do. Put them in jail, put them in jail. You still have to deal with your pain. You still have to deal with your loss. And so notice what Malachi says in the first reading. The day is coming when all will be set afire, leaving you neither root nor branch. But for those of you who fear my name, there will arise the sun of true justice with its healing rays. Only God's warmth can give you what we call restorative justice. Take away your pain. Take away your anger. Take away your hurt. No court can do that for you. And we've expected the courts of this world to give us justice. No, they're passing away too. The best they can do is limited. You know, put the guy in jail. Big deal. And you see the people on the eve. Oh, we got justice. Huh? No, your heart is still broken. Only God can give you restorative justice to restore your heart, your body, and your soul. So apocalyptic literature is really doing us a favor. It relativizes everything so we don't put all of our eggs in any basket because it's going to pass away. Then the concluding verses I find quite telling and quite beautiful. It says, you will be put to death. Well, that sounds pretty bad. You'll be hated by everybody. Well, that sounds pretty bad. Who wants that? But then, what seems like an absolutely contrary line, he says, but they cannot touch a hair of your head. Get it? Get it? He's naming that your soul is in God's hands. Your soul is eternal. Your soul can't be touched. Don't expect the world to honor this. They'll kill it. They can't give you justice. But know that this passing away is nothing to worry about because the soul is eternal. Yes, you will die. Yes, perhaps, I hope not, but you will be hated by all. But you know what? Not a hair of your head can be touched.